When I started in ministry, nearly 30 years ago now, the primary thing that I bumped up against pretty well all the time was the effects of rejection, one way or the other. And I seem to have come full circle, because God's facing me up with the whole issue again. But this time, I'm looking at it from a completely different perspective. I'm not looking at it from the perspective of the fact that people have been rejected, which they have. We were rejected in the garden, so we're actually born with rejection within us, and everything in our lives and every situation that we come up against, if it's negative, will reinforce that original rejection of Adam from the Garden of Eden. And so that is not the issue. When we're born again, the issue that Father wants to address above all is our reactions, those sinful reactions that we have developed over the course of our lives to deal with the reaction, the rejection issue. And they are primarily anger and blame shifting and withdrawal. In amongst all that, you get retaliation, aggression, hostility, stubbornness, obstinacy, all sorts of sweet-smelling things like that. So when we're born again, we are no longer rejected. We are taken into the inclusive love, the unconditional love of the Father. And then our education starts. We've got to walk out of all those stinking behaviour patterns, all the stinking thinking. And no amount of ministry in the world will help us at all if we do not determine to align our wills with God's. We now have the power to overcome ourselves. We now have the power to do violence to those things, those thought patterns that are deeply rooted in our hearts. We have a choice, and that choice will either build in us a diamond or granite. There is nothing in between. If we consistently and continuously choose to perceive rejection in every given situation, we will get harder and harder and harder and more impenetrable. He will not be able to get through to us. But we have a choice, and that choice is spelt freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. But it's also spelt P-A-I-N-F-U-L. Because to come to freedom like the blind man, you've got to let go of the cloak that you have used to get your needs met. And that cloak is marked rejection, self-rejection, and fear of rejection. And the begging bowl that you hold out there is somebody else's affection and approval of you. That's what you're wanting in your bowl. But now that is overflowing. You are approved. You are accepted in the affections of God. You no longer need your cloak and your begging bowl, because you can see. So what choice are you going to make and go on making about your current patterns of behaviour? Are you going to go on going up like a volcano every time something upsets you? Are you going to go on cutting people off, withdrawing, cutting off your nose, as my mother used to say, to spite your face? Is that the way of freedom? I think not. Beloved of God, you've got to sit down and count the cost here. All your old ways of getting your needs met have got to go. So what are you going to do about it? You stand at a crossroads. Rejection or acceptance? The choice is yours to walk in. And you can't have both. One path leads you downwards, the other upwards. Bit of a no-brainer, really, isn't it? God bless you, as I do hope you take some time to think about this.